Second, that the expert group does not seem to appreciate that FDA clearance of MammaPrint includes an accurate description of the, quote, clinical utility of the product. And I think this draws attention to some of the schizophrenia that's currently relates to how diagnostics are approved in this country, that is CLIA versus the FDA, and the changing regulatory landscape in which diagnostic companies are now trying to develop diagnostics.
Can you just clarify that? In terms of, you know, what it means to have FDA, I don't know whether it's approval, clearance, or whatever for a test, as opposed to CLIA?
Well, this is actually the first multi-parameter test that has been approved by the FDA. And they actually, technically, the FDA feels that it's within their purview to regulate these tests under current laws that relate to regulation of medical devices. So essentially, they're regulating these as medical devices. And they recently issued these guidelines, and the MammaPrint is the first test to be approved by this. Also, the lab in which it's performed is CLIA approved. Now, maybe Craig can comment on this issue of CLIA approval. However, the Oncotype is CLIA approved, but not FDA approved.
And is FDA approval for a medical device, how does that compare to approval for, you know, a therapeutic agent?
Well, the FDA also regulates the approval of medical devices under existing legislation. I think the novel thing and the position that they've taken is that they are going to regulate these multi-gene parameters under existing regulations that govern medical devices, and they consider them as a medical device.
But what does MammaPrint have now that Genomic Health don't have? Other than approval, what can they do and not do?
I think the basic difference has to do with, first of all, FDA approval for the most part implies essentially that the technical aspect of the test has undergone validation, that the, especially if you're going to produce a kit that you're going to provide to labs for them to perform the assay, that you will obtain reproducible results on a repeated basis. So that has been standardized. It has nothing to do with the ultimate clinical utility. And clinical utility is a term that is thrown out a lot without proper care. And I think many individuals who very strongly, and Rich Simon has a beautiful editorial in JNCI last year that should be mandatory reading for a lot of people, describing essentially that clinical utility means that a decision that you make as a result of that test will translate into improved outcome. So there is not only that you're going to change your treatment or make a decision based on the results of the test, but that action will result in an improved outcome. And so folks need to be incredibly careful with that. So FDA approval is required for these kits that are going to be disseminated for labs to be to
Isn't
do
Isn't equivalent elsewhere. Outcome also good enough, because there can be an economic argument that I can do this test faster and cheaper and so on.
Well, the results in patient benefit, that patient benefit may be of a variety of forms, but it's that the doing the test compared to not doing the test results in patient benefit.
Right. Yeah. That's the bottom line.
And that's the bottom line. And so what a lot of assays such as Oncotype have, essentially, they are being performed. When you're doing your assay in your central lab and you're not disseminating kits, until now you've been able, and you continue to a degree, to be able to bypass FDA. And you can do it in a laboratory that overall, that laboratory has approval by what's called the Clinical Laboratory Improvement Amendment, or CLIA. And it's considered a high-quality lab, but it doesn't necessarily mean that specific assay has undergone any approval by CLIA. It's the laboratory itself that is a CLIA-approved lab. What the FDA is now trying to do with this new definition, which is called the IVDMI, which is an in vitro diagnostic multi-gene index assay, is understanding that for some types of assays, it's not just important to approve a kit, but it is important to begin in terms of the standardization of the technical assay, the technical validation of the assay itself. But it's important to begin looking into outcomes. And so MammaPrint is the first assay that was approved under the IVDMIA regulations. And it's approved on the basis that this assay not only is done in a standardized way and the results are reproducible, but it does have some utility. And the utility that has been demonstrated is the prognostic utility in terms of predicting outcome for that patient population. But it does not have, in the minds of many, is a true clinical utility, in that a decision that you take as a result of that test will translate into an improved outcome. We're not there yet.